For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team knocked off Minnesota Duluth last weekend. We'll host Southwest Minnesota State this weekend, joined by senior linebacker Jalen Jenkins out of Chicago. When it's been that long since the Beavs knocked off Duluth, how special was that last couple of minutes there where the defense was able to hold and you guys were able to win the game?
It was pretty special. I felt like the whole game, it was pretty up and down, you know. They were making plays, we were making plays. It was just one of those games that came down to, you know what I'm saying, last possession or whoever made that critical mistake in the clutch. And unfortunately, we was on the winning part of that. So it was pretty good. It was pretty special.
As a defensive player, how happy are you that you don't have to defend Malik Williams?
Oh, I'm pretty happy about that. It's irritating enough guarding him in practice. And the coaches be like, tap off. But it's not as easy as it sounds. But I'm just glad he's on our team. He's an outstanding player. You know, he's my roommate, so, you know, I'll always be kicking it with him and stuff. But he's pretty good. He's pretty talented.
Defensively, where do you credit this team for their success here the last month or so?
I would say just, you know, coming together. Coming together is one. I feel like in the obviously, you know, the first two L's we took early in the season, I feel like the defense wasn't clicking as a whole, but as of late, we start, you know, just bonding more, coming together and, you know, just playing as one instead of, you know, individuals. So I think that's, you know, that's really, you know, where we've been getting better. And obviously Coach Bish, you know what I'm saying? He does a great job play calling and stuff like that. So, you know, he just calls the calls and, you know, we go 100% every play. So that's also what helps us.
Football is one of the unique sports where if one guy out of the 11, either on offense or defense, messes up, doesn't do their job, whatever, the play isn't going to work. You guys have had so many moving parts because of injuries on both sides of the ball. Is it difficult to just trust whomever those other 10 guys are that they're going to be able to do their job?
I wouldn't say that. But I would say, you know, we're just used to the, you know, the main guys being in there, obviously. But, you know what I'm saying? The backups, you know, they go hard in practice too. You know what I'm saying? They have to be ready. You know, like Boaty says, man down, man up, you know what I'm saying? So it's just that, you know, that next guy mentality, next play mentality.
A couple of weeks ago against Minot, you had three tackles for a loss. To me, tackles for a loss is a really underrated stat. It could be the quarterback. It could be, you know, a running back. You're making a big impact play. Three of them in one game is special. What makes your motor click like that on plays like that?
You know what I'm saying? I really, to be honest, I think it's just the guys around me. You know, they play so hard that, you know, it opens up opportunities for me. And like I say, it's just we've been coming together and it's really all about, you know, who's up to make that play. You know, every play is going to be somebody new making a play. So it's just all about, you know, being ready for that moment. And, you know, it wasn't nothing special there. I just did my job and, you know, shot the gaps and, you know, read my keys.
So 2 years ago, you had two of the craziest games ever against Augie and Southwest, back-to-back weeks. Mm. After a big win against Duluth last weekend, there's no looking past Southwest. It's easier said than done, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Obviously, that win was crazy. But I feel like that's what we're known for now, you know, just gritting it out and, you know, getting that win at the end of the game. So, it's not always a fun feeling, I would say, but, you know, it's always fun when you win. So, you know, whether it's ugly, pretty, you know, as long as you get the dub.
You guys are sitting in a position right now, pretty good position for the playoffs, for the postseason. It's one game at a time, but you know what's dangling out there in the future. It'd be the first Beaver team ever to get there. Personally, how much pride do you have that you're a part of this team that's in a position right now to do that?
It means a lot to me. It means a lot to me, and I'm sure it means a lot to my teammates. It's been a long time coming. I felt like, you know, for a long time, you know, we've always had the players, you know, but an injury here, an injury there, or, you know what I'm saying, somebody, you know, leaves the program or something like that for family reasons or whatever it may be. You know, I feel like, you know, that's hurt us. But like I say, you just got to keep rolling with the punches, and that's what we've been able to do. So it means a lot for us to be able to, you know what I'm saying, be in this position to go to the playoffs. But honestly, right now, we're not even really thinking about playoffs. We got to play Southwest. We got to play Northern. We got to play Mary, teams that we can't, you know, just look past, you know, because if you watch the conference has been pretty crazy. So anybody could lose week in, week out. So, you know what I'm saying, it's really just all about us trying to just stay locked in. And obviously we want to go to the playoffs. We want to, you know, win championships, but you got to take one game at a time.
You came to BSU as a sophomore. You haven't missed a game since. What led you to your decision to choose BSU? And looking back on it, was it, as the saying goes, the best decision ever for you?
Yeah, I would say that. You know, what led me here is just, you know, obviously at my old school, I felt like I could do more. I had more potential. And Coach Rob Arich, he used to coach here. He gave me an opportunity to come play. And, you know, I just never looked back. I've been through my ups and downs here, but, you know, I'm glad I stuck it out. And, you know, there's no place I'd rather be.
Best of luck this weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.